The contents of this podcast might refer to information that has changed since the moment of its recording. Follow us on Twitter at Project Noom to keep up with our latest updates.
Okay, it is that time. So, you all know we do weekly Twitter spaces for Noom to talk about different things in the industry so we can educate people in the space so they can learn about the nitty-gritty and maybe the less than desirable parts of the underbelly of the music industry slash some of the good stuff too. But then we also have a spotlight where one of our big tenets internally for the company is we want to help to promote music and Web 3.0 on Cardano. And so in that vein, you know, we're building what we're building, but we believe that rising tide lifts all ships. And it takes a village to do this. And so in that vein, we want to support and to shine some spotlight on other musicians in the space that are doing stuff with using either NFT tech or anything with Web3 to increase, you know, their user base and to take advantage of the tech. And if they have interesting business models, et cetera, that Web3 can allow people to do. So within that vein, I asked Six City to come up tonight to chit-chat about various projects that he's involved with, what he does, and kind of the unique take that he's taking using Cardano to help with, you know, with his music and how he's choosing to engage with his fan base. So, Sick City, man, take it away for everybody that don't know who you are yet.
Well, what is going on, everybody? My name is Jimmy. I am the owner and founder of Sick City. So it's essentially like Sick City started back in December. I came from the Binance side of the crypto world, which was, it was a pretty horrible time, honestly. I tried doing some developing, not really developing. I more handled like video production and social media for a project that ultimately didn't go anywhere because we didn't know that you couldn't do what we wanted to do at the time. But we definitely tried and failed a whole bunch, which was good because it helped me learn. But I'm a musician. I've been a musician for a while. I play really crappy punk rock music, and I'll always play really crappy punk rock music. But I was starting to like get out of that scene because it was just like, honestly, it was really toxic. And I had a couple friends who were in Cardano. I held some ADA, and you know, just because they're like, "Hey, ADA's going to blow up. They're going to be getting native assets soon, and once that happens, it's going to blow up." So I'm like, "Cool, I've got ADA. I'm going to hold on to it and check it out." At that time, I didn't know I knew what an NFT kind of was, but I didn't know what it actually was and what the purpose of it was. I was pretty ignorant to all of that stuff, and it took me until probably December to start really learning about it, and I had absolutely no interest in it until I learned like that you could incorporate music. I got matched up with Freddie, who's my main developer. He runs the Federal Reserve, formerly the Mermaida minting group, and he just blew my mind with certain possibilities that we could do in terms of like music NFTs. So I was a musician and I had a whole bunch of content written and I just didn't know how to release it. So I thought, you know what? Cardano seems like the space. So I went and I was on a Twitter space with the Crypto Baller Bots, Cheta Heads, and they had they had just like a weekly shill, you know, corner. You could just come in and talk about your project. So I was like, yo, I'm going to be releasing all my music on Cardano. And it was cool, whatever. And I would go on and play some music. I'd bring my ukulele and I have a pretty decent microphone. So I'd just rock out some tunes and it was fun. And a lot of people were asking me like, dude, how do I get my music? Like, how can I make my music up on this? Like, how do I do this? What do I do? And so eventually I was like, you know what? Like I could probably do something with this. Like I've wanted to have my own project. I'd love to have a token. I'd love to like just do something on a chain that was like at its infancy and develop something cool. I'm not a programmer. I'm not much of a developer. I've been learning as I'm going. And for anyone who's kind of been around the project for any length of time, it's like it just keeps changing and evolving, and I keep learning new shit, which is cool. But I started Sick City like officially as a project in February. I minted the Sick City token, which was originally used just for nothing. I think I was just giving it away to people and didn't know exactly what I wanted to do with it. Like, I knew I wanted to like be able to mint NFTs with it, but I didn't know how to even do that yet. And fortunately for me, Freddie kind of came to my rescue again, and he was able to help me build some neat stuff that exclusively take my token. But I started my first actual music token in February. And essentially what Sick City does is we're a music, like I'm a musician who performs under the name Sick City, but Sick City, the actual project on Cardano, is a music promotion / music distribution / NFT production distribution / record label / fill in the blank. It's the title can be added or changed as we go and as the need changes. But essentially what we're doing now, the first phase of Sick City, is promotion and promoting music and promoting musicians and, you know, like lifting up the musicians that are in our space and inviting new musicians to the space to kind of come in and see how they can maximize their potential, their profits, without having too much intervention from like a record label. Because I've done that, you know, I've played in bands for a long time, and there was always like, we've had our own record label. Like the second someone offered us a record label and a record deal and they showed us how much money we wouldn't be making, we just started our own and did distribution and everything ourselves. So it's like, F that. Like we can do this. Like we have all the recording equipment. We can get CDs. We all have good jobs. So we can just buy all this shit up front, and we know how to tour and promote. And so that's just what we did. So that's kind of what Sick City is about. And the first phase of that is what we call Epoch Genesis. And every Epoch, for anyone who's not in Cardano or not familiar, Epoch is every single 5 days. We release a new fungible token featuring music from a new artist in the space, or just a new artist, period, who wants to maybe get into the space. And by doing that, what we first do is we mint a fungible token. So we mint it to infinity. Doesn't have any value to it. I mean, I guess you could sell it if you wanted to, but we mint the token and we distribute it for free during that epoch. So I have a deal with Drip Drops. They were super, super kind and accommodating to get every epoch token going forward in there. So I load about 2,000 of those tokens in. I load about 500 into Tap Tools. And then we also have a faucet that's, you send in 2 ADA, you get 1.4 back, and then you get your token. Every fungible token has artwork, has the song from the artist, and has all the relevant metadata pointing to that artist and what they're doing, where their socials are. You can load it in your wallet right now in pool.pm and listen to your music. Eternal Wallet, Jiro Wallet also support this. And on top of that, we've got a ton of cool music players coming out very, very, very soon. So it's actually going to be pretty badass. Like the music space is going to be totally hype. Like I got to think in a couple months, like we have so many cool things going on. It's just going to be badass. So we release a new token every single epoch. And with that token release, we also release what's called the Signature Series, which is a limited NFT. It looks just like the token, but it has the artist's signature in it in either gold or silver. It's super cool. It kind of reminds me like when I was a kid. I'm 35 right now. I grew up like collecting baseball cards, and one of the coolest things in some of the sets is they would have like the ball player would sign his name in, like, you'd have like a silver signature or a gold signature, and those were more rare or whatever. And so we decided like that's what I wanted to do. I thought it was pretty cool, and give it a little bit more personalization, let the artists like really sign their name to it. Like, people don't really think about like the amount of work that goes into the craft. So it's like it's a nice personalized thing that you can buy. Those tokens, those NFTs, are only mintable with the Sick City tokens. That's where really the majority of my utility has come in so far. I've had a couple other NFTs and some tokens that I've done personally where it's taken the Six City token exclusively just to add a little bit more pizzazz to it. But so every epoch, you can expect a new song and a new signature series NFT from me. And that's been kind of what I've been working on. You know, it's every 5 days, so it's just, it's nonstop. I am in talks with a couple, there's a couple things I can't talk about yet because it's not finalized, but goddamn, if it gets finalized, it's going to be really sweet. But the other thing is the Tails stake pool, which is where, you know, Mermaida and Freddy have been, that's like their stake pool. We are working on a rebrand to make it so Mermaida is Freddy's wife. She handles a whole bunch of stuff. She's awesome. But it's going to be the Six City Mermaids, and it's going to be our stake pool that we're going to be running. So a lot of really cool bonuses that we're going to have coming out there. A lot of different things that we've kind of talked about and worked out that now we have to implement and put in place over the next few months going into Q4. So there's a lot of planning, a lot of planning involved, you know, with that, but I'm going to be really mainly in charge of handling promotion of the stake pool, getting rewards set up. We'll be doing some extra rewards, obviously, for anyone who's staking. So if you have a wallet that goes unstaked, right now it's the Tails stake pool, but it will be switching to the Six City Mermaids here at this turn of the epoch. You know, we almost lost this stake pool and Mermaida minting group, like totally. The guys, not going to say too much, but the guys kind of fell on some hard times financially. Like, you know, they got kids, they have a family, they're trying to raise their kids, get them to school and get them the things that they need. And just there's just a lot of, you know, a bear market doesn't help too much, you know, when they're minting and now they're, the ADA that they were making is worth, you know, only 25% of what they were used to. So I'm looking to really, really amp up this stake pool, get them some money. I'm not planning on taking any profits out of the stake pool until all of their finances are taken care of first. And then we have a small amount that I'm able to earn. So like where I'm coming in for, and for those of you who know me and who have worked with me, transparency is a really important thing for me. So like where most of my earnings are going to come in, I make a small amount when I sell the Six City token. We make a small amount whenever we do any kind of minting. And at the end of the epoch, when we normally would be giving away those tokens for free, we switch that faucet up. We raise the price a little bit to make sure the artist gets some ADA. And then I'll typically take like 0.25 ADA to 0.5, depending on, you know, what's going on. Sometimes an artist will say, hey, raise it up this much and you guys can take one or whatever. But I try to make sure that the artist is always getting a constant stream of revenue. And that's what a lot of my focus has been on is fungible tokens. So like we know that NFTs are great, but if you have a 100 piece NFT set, once those are gone, you have to rely on them being sold a whole bunch on the secondary market, which doesn't necessarily always translate well unless it just goes viral. So having a fungible token and having it like the understanding, like this is a fungible token. This has, you know, like this is directly to support an artist and make sure that they earn some money. You know, I think there's a lot of value behind that as well so that it can be minted infinitely. I think of it like a digital download, like you could go to a store and buy a CD, but having a digital copy of it, like with you always on your phone, you know, in your wallet is really valuable. So that's, I've been putting a lot of focus on that too. And for those of you, I see a lot of people who are in the conversation when we were talking about the metadata standardization. It's something that I've been talking about for a couple of months now, is just the absolute need to standardize our metadata as a music community, because we have all of these players that are going to be playing music and they have to be able to read the metadata appropriately to get the data that we've took all the time to put together to, you know, just get in there. So we have to have some kind of standard, and I'm happy to say that we just got done with our meeting the other day and everything on that end is finalized. It's getting it's getting written into the SIP, which is sick. I'm very, very proud of everyone. Like, there's a lot of good work that came in there, a lot of great dialogue. Everyone came in there super professionally, and though we definitely went off on a bunch of tangents because that's what we do, because it's just rabbit holes nonstop. We got the work done in way less time than I honestly thought we were going to get the work done. So it was pretty badass.
What are you talking about? It's turtles all the way down.
What was that?
I said it's turtles all the way down, man. What are you talking about?
Oh, it was no, it was all right. It was all right. But on top of that, yeah, like that has been my primary focus. Like in the long term, you know, I have one guy who got finished with the Plutus Pioneer program who reached out to me. Awesome dude. We've just been kind of on and off working on our own like media player, something that we could integrate into a website. I would love to have, like, there are a couple pieces that I really envision Six City doing, like, and if Six City does just this, like, it's already successful. Like, we're already doing what we set out to do super, super early. We're creating like really cool content consumed in a way that no one's really ever consumed it before. We are putting artists that may not get the kind of platform anywhere else. We can give them a platform and, you know, just kind of reward them for and thank them for being in the space. Like, we know that this isn't Cardano is not like this enormous chain when it comes to the native side of things. It's really not. So like everybody here, it's really, really, really important that we make strong ambassadors to that, because that's honestly all of our future. Like, if you hold ADA right now and you're not a strong ambassador to Cardano and what the native asset community can put together, ADA is just not going to survive. Like, there's so much cool shit that's being developed here on Cardano that I think a lot of places just aren't going to be able to keep up with in the coming years. Like, it's like everyone who's sitting in this chat right now, it's going to be crazy to think. Like, I love thinking about like what the next 2 years are going to look like. Like, how much crazier is it going to be? Because in just the last 6 months, so much stuff has changed with how we operate and how we do things and what we've learned. So I'm really excited for that. That's my spiel.
That was an amazing spiel. What are you talking about, man? That was like a solid 17-minute pitch. That's legit. I approve. I will say, just I'll start backwards real fast. In reference to excited about what's coming, I'm with you on that. I think just with Plutus V2, like for us, that enables our business model. Like, we can't do what we want to do without V2. It needs to be on like a shirt or something. But like that, just that is massive. Just for the cost and the cutting of costs, because you can reference scripts and then the code is smaller, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm totally with you. And I want to give a shout out for people who don't know what's going on. Like for us, it was great with Six City about the SIP, because that's something that we also have been talking about internally for, I mean, since we started, basically, because we had a big issue with OpenSea and lack of metadata for not just music, but for any type of art that was being put out in the world on chain in perpetuity for people to just grab and do with it what they will. And folks had no legal recourse for things. They didn't realize what they were giving away, et cetera, et cetera. So all of us coming together to create this metadata standard and to put this into a SIP and to formalize it, that's big. Like, it's a big freaking deal. And I don't think people realize, because look, let's just be honest. When people are doing world-changing, life-changing things, they don't stop and go, oh yeah, this is going to be really impactful. In about 50 years, folks are going to be using this thing. They're solving problems, right? It's like, we need to have these standards so our players can pull the appropriate data, right? It's a very practical reason for doing this, but it's also pretty dang epic, because you have, I think, what do we have, Six City? I think we have, what, like 12 people from various walks of life and music community on Cardano?
It was a lot.
It was a lot. It was awesome. You know, like, it to me, that was that's something, I'll be honest with you, I feel like from the people who came together for the SIP, that could be the start of like a music guild or something. I don't want to call it a guild, but like some type of basic, you know, a place for people to go, oh, okay, we should really talk to these people if we want to do music on Cardano. You know, and that's a really powerful thing. The community and everybody who was there had so much to contribute. I mean, that's amazing, because this thing is massive. So, all right, so I do want to talk real fast about your the weekly drop. So you're utilizing drip drops to distribute the free weekly drop. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. So we have drip drops is probably the it gets the most traffic, obviously. So drip drops, then tap tools, and then we have our own faucet that also distributes.
Awesome sauce. And then if people want to buy the gold or silver series, where can they go? And is that available as soon as the next? So let's just prime example. If the next epoch rolls over, whatever's free on drip drops or whatever other distribution or the faucet, you can then go and at that immediate time, you can go and purchase the gold or silver series. And if so, where exactly, can remind us again, where can we go to purchase that gold or silver?
Yeah, so I'm just stepping back into my house. Let me turn on my Bluetooth set. 1 second.
Now, here's the better question. Is he still playing Pokemon Go?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Oh, why is my Bluetooth not hooking up? Hold on.
While he's setting up his Bluetooth, I'm just going to let you know, Falcon Punch and Pikachu. That's all I'm going to say.
Did I hear Falcon Punch?
Potentially.
Bro. All right.
We've seen each other now on a video screen. But for those of you who are on our SIP call, when you see people in, quote, real life, you have a whole new level of connection.
Right? We all feel like family now. Now we can all talk to each other like whatever. Like, it's all good.
It's fam. That's what it is.
I love it.
All right. Anyway, sorry about that.
No, you're good, man.
So, yeah. So what happens is we have a faucet that we make. I typically make around 35 to 70 of the signatures. Sometimes they're different art. Sometimes it's different. It's just, you know, we'll change it up a little bit, you know, but there's always a bunch of silver signatures and then one gold signature in the mix. So essentially how it works is you send, you would send 1.5 million 6City tokens, which works out to like, I think like 7 ADA or whatever. It's nothing. We try to keep the barrier of entry pretty good, though I may think about bumping it up. You know, as soon as I saw that we got like Ledger Live support for a whole bunch of tokens. I see my man Stripper Coin got it. Congratulations, dude. That's so sick.
Yes. It's nice being able to see our Noom tokens on my Ledger. I'm not going to lie.
Dude, yeah. That's so awesome. I was looking, man, I don't see 6City in here. But then I also like, I've got like 100 different tokens. So they probably don't even want to screw with me. but yeah, so we do that. How it works is I wanted it to be able to only take the 6City token. So what we do is you send 1.5 million 6City tokens. Obviously your wallet will generate the amount of ADA that you need. And then I load the wallet that sends the NFTs with like 20 or 25 ADA, depending on how many signatures I have, so that you get your ADA back. And you actually you typically get more. I think you send like 1.35 ADA, you get 1.4 back with your NFT. So I even pay for the transaction heading back to you, so that you, you know, you're only paying in the 6City token, which I think is pretty fun. It lends some fun use case to the token. And we're actually working on, there's a couple of musicians who want to take different tokens. So we're working with some people to build those faucets because it's just kind of a fun little like unique thing that we can do. I just personally launched a song yesterday. And it was with my guy Slim over at Stripper Coin. It was a song that I wrote like 6 months ago, and he got some really cool artwork done for it. He got like three different pieces, and he's like, "Hey, you can pick, you know, like one of these or whatever, and we'll roll with it." And you know, I worked on this song, and for whatever reason, I wasn't feeling it. I didn't like it. Like I didn't like the way I sang it, and I tried re-recording it a whole bunch, and it just like didn't work out. Eventually I re-recorded it just a couple of weeks ago. I changed the key up a little bit, which I think really put a lot of it together. But what was really cool about this drop is I used all three of these pieces of art. So if you want, let's say design one, you can only buy it with Stripper Coin. Design two, you can only buy it with Six City Token, and design three, you can only buy it with ADA. So depending on which one you want, there's only like specific ways you can get it. So, and that's, I guess, one of the biggest testaments to Freddie. He is just like, when it comes to like finding solutions, the man just does a fantastic job of, I say, "Hey, this is a problem." He goes, "No, it's not. Here's what we're going to do." And he just figures that shit out. So it's pretty cool. But, and that was my biggest, you know, I was like, how do I want to have a signature series. I want to do something like that, but I want it to implement like this token. It's like, this sounds like it's going to be a problem. He's like, "No, hell no, it's not. Watch this." And he just puts it together and it's like, "Oh, all right, cool. Well, now we have this." And the signature series was actually a very last minute thing. It was, I probably thought of the idea probably a week or so, less than a week before the first drop on Epoch 330 Odd Shape Shadow, which was our like official drop. Like I did a drop of a song that I made as a test just to see how it went. And then the first one we did was Odd Shape Shadow. And yeah, it was pretty badass. I got the signature series. Everyone really liked it. And now it's like, damn, we do a signature series. It's rare when it doesn't sell out in 3 to 4 hours. We got a lot of people who get really hype on it, and I want to keep growing that. I think it's pretty cool. I would love to have eventually like a big artist that we could do a bigger signature series drop and like, you know, get people in there and actually like have some real crazy variety in it, just to really kind of show off what it's capable of doing and what the token is capable of doing. And I'm just constantly trying to add, you know, different utility. So right now the way we're doing that is by just having you buy some NFTs that you can't buy anywhere else. You're also going to see that when it comes to the stake pool, I'm going to have certain NFTs that only people who are on the stake pool can get their hands on. Otherwise, I'm either going to do that or just charge a bunch of ADA so that I can pay the musicians. But that's one of my big ideas is, you know, like obviously we're trying to get delegators. We're one of like the few, you know, like music projects that are, you know, like we're putting out new content every 5 days. So it's like that's kind of my big go-to right now is, you know, we're already giving away a ton of Six City tokens. We're giving away all this other stuff. So looking for some, I know we're kind of diverted a little bit, but looking for some love over in the stake pool so I can show Freddie and Mermaid a
there's good time. No, look, hey, this is your time to talk about it, man. Look, let's be honest, like for Noom, our primary source of income is stake pool. It's right. That's a unique thing to crypto, I think, and specifically to Cardano, right? That allows you to have a completely different business model. I'm with you. Like for us, we have new monsters. Like these are exclusive NFTs that only delegators to Noom can claim. That's a viable thing. I there's nothing to apologize with that. And if you guys need that, let's help get the word out. Cause like for us, I know Noom, side note, let's do a quick promo for I know I can think of three right now. So if you want to support Noom, ticker symbol is Noom. It's pretty easy. Pritesh, has a few stake pools. Pritesh, it's Krishna, Kaizen. I can't remember the third. I'm sorry.
You got it. Come on, two more.
Shoot fire. I can't remember, man.
No, so Kaizen, Krishna, Kronos, and Kobe. I think what Six City is doing is great. Support Tails. Tails is amazing.
Exactly. So, and Tails. So you have many options to spread your Ada love, everybody that's listening down here. So, and, you know, if you delegate to certain ones, you get different perks. So there's not better or worse. It's just different. So it's a great way to spread the wealth and show the love. Six City, can you tell us real fast the stats on the pool? What's the pledge? And then what's the current amount staked to the pool?
Sure. Yeah, so right now, there's going to be a couple changes to this. Currently, the live stake is 750,000 ADA. It's kind of my goal to get this up to, like, I'm trying to hit 1.5 mil in the, you know, in the coming weeks as I just kind of roll out the different, you know, pieces that are going to be coming along with this. The pledge is 60,000, and it's my personal request of them to, you know, because like the biggest issue that we were running into, and this is kind of public knowledge, is both of their cars like died. Now it's summer vacation, so the kids are home, which is fine, but like they need a vehicle for the summertime. For school season, I mean to say. So it was my recommendation that they pull some of that pledge so that we can, I want to make sure that they're comfortable, you know, from that point of view. And I think people won't look at, like, nobody's going to look at that and go, okay, well, they're leaving. This is the situation, and it's a very real life situation. And it was my recommendation a while ago, like, yo, pull that pledge down. There are so many stake pools that have, like, I look at Netta, huge stake pool. I think they have like 800 ADA as their pledge. It's like, and they're minting, you know, they've got crazy delegation, crazy blocks and stuff like that. It's like, you don't need 60,000 in there. Like, take out a whole bunch, get yourself taken care of. Like, I will get us to 1.5 million. Like, that's my personal first goal, is making sure that this stake pool gets to 1.5 million. Like, obviously, my ask is anyone that I'm working with in terms of a musician, like, hey, if we set everything up free of charge, I don't charge anything to say, set up your NFT, set up your token, you know, we pay for all the hosting and we make a tiny bit off of mints, but you also have to get mints if we're going to make any money. We're still paying for the hosting. We're still paying for the, you know, our time doing all of this stuff. And if nobody's minting your shit, well, then we're not making any money. So, like, the worst, well, you know, like, the least I can ask. What's that?
Well, let's be honest. You're losing money at that point because you're still paying for infrastructure. And if it's not generating any income.
That's true. So my ask is then, okay, like, throw a wallet down on Tails or soon to be Six City Mermaids. Like, just, you know, like, take, because I'm going to make sure that I get you taken care of. Like, if you're a musician and you work with Six City, you've known that I'm taking care of you first before I take care of myself. Like, personally, I've got a good job. Like, I make decent money in my IRL job. I work like 50 hours a week, though. I would love to eventually be at a point where I could stop doing 50 hours a week where I work and just develop on the greatest fucking blockchain of all time. Right now, the way I'm doing that is by creating as many positive relationships as I possibly can. And like, I know that if I do that enough times, like, I'm going to get taken care of. There's just a lot of work involved in the front end. So like right now, like, I don't mind setting those things up. Like, I'll spend as much time getting that stuff together because it's, frankly, it's good experience for me. I have a minter set up now. Like, I've got a relay node. I'm learning how to mint my own stuff, which is cool just for the experience. Obviously, Freddie handles anything that's more complicated than the most basic shit you can do, which is where my level is. And, you know, like, I don't mind putting that stuff up because it's every time I do it, I'm learning something different. But like, that's really where I think a lot of the value proposition is going to come in with our stake pool. Like, a lot of the rewards that we're just giving to everybody are probably not going to be giving to everybody forever. Like, And it, I feel like it's not an unfair ask to say like, hey, I'm providing you as the end user free music token every 5 days without missing a single beat. I've had times where people just up and not communicate with me 2 days before a launch, and we're able to get an artist on to cover that. Shout out fucking Crime Fighter. What's up?
What's up?
Yo, I fucking love you guys.
We love you too, bro.
We have a bromance on the Twitter space. I love it.
Oh, dude, no, you don't understand. If I meet Tony IRL, dude, and he asks for like a kiss on the cheek, I'm giving that dude the warmest fucking kiss on the cheek you've ever. Oh my god, it's gonna be so moist.
Watch out, sick. He might like it. He might like it.
Oh, I know he'll like
Joe
it.
Joe, when we need him. God, we need Joe right now.
Oh,
he can take
God.
Advantage of the situation.
I want to
say something, Six City, in reference to we've been giving a lot of rewards away, and it won't always be that way. Charles said something a really, really long time ago, right after the test net. Like, this is back in the day. Like, Pritesh, you remember this. When we swapped over to the main net, and you had your first batch of stake pull operators, your SPOs, and all of us that have been on the test net running, we got our TADA, our test ADA, but it transferred into real ADA from using the test net for 6 months. I made 20,000 ADA from using the test net back in the day. That was amazing. But
good
even
time.
Back, oh, it was great. It was amazing. But Charles said something. He said, it's not supposed to be a race to the bottom. Remember, Charles created his own stake pool, and he called it Rats because they called him King of the Rats. And he set the freaking fees to like 90%, like 90% fees, or it's either 50 or 90. I can't remember. And he said it on live YouTube. He was like, "Yeah, it's just me and this other guy, and we want to do crazy, crazy crap, and we want the ADA to pay for our crazy crap they want to do." And he's like, and it's not a race to the bottom because that's not viable, right? And so if you look right now, like the average fee is like between – I'm going to give a range, but it's like between 3 and 6 for a lot of pools. But there are other options available that people should be exploring because, you know, what you're doing is essentially if you raise your fees, right, then people are choosing to give up – part of the ADA rewards, and in return they're going to get something else for it, right? And if they see value prop in that and they think that that's a valuable thing, then they should have that option to do that, right? And so to your point, Six City, I would highly encourage you that the value prop that you're bringing, like, you up those fees, because it's paying. That's literally it's your primary source of income. I mean, whether you're saying it or not, but like that's what it's going to do. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
I had an idea, Ryan. I want to piggyback off of that. I think that's a great point. Six City, I think it's incredible how you're helping out Tail Stake Pool, and you know, it's going to do the rebrand and everything. So Mermaida has their minting tool, and I think it's fantastic. You guys are using drip drops. You're using tap tools. I just had an idea, and you know, you can tell me what you think about it. You know, you can use their minting service as a way to also distribute the audio that you're giving out each epoch. And then, you know, maybe if people do want to support you, you have the ability to say, hey, like, send us a few ADA. That ADA helps to increase your pledge or whatever it is that's going to help you get to your goals. Yeah, just thinking about different ideas, man. But I think it's incredible that you're helping out Tail Stake Pool.
Yeah, hell yeah. Yeah, I've had over the last few months, just got to spend a lot of time talking with Freddie, talking with his wife, just like trying to get them, you know, squared away. They're fantastic people. Like they, you know, and they were one of the first, like, you know, I was going through, and when I thought that their whole service was going down, I asked Freddie, I was like, yo, dude, like if you're closing up shop, like, I mean, I gotta, you know, obviously your stuff is more important, but like, you know, if all that stuff goes away, like what happens? And he's like, well, it just goes away. So he was nice enough to give me a backup copy of his IPFS drive. his IPFS drive is 200 gigabytes. Some really, really old school shit is in there. Like some of the very first, you know, NFTs, my first NFT for sure. Like when I launched on Cardano, I did like a 30 NFT collection. And I'm going through and looking at it. I was like, holy shit, I'm listening to this song. And it's like, this song is fucking garbage. Like, man, I suck. I mean, I still suck, but I just suck less. And, you know, just going through it, and it's like, man, all of this history is here. Like, this is truly history. And it's like, man, when we look at what Cardano, how it started, if this is gone forever, it would be actually devastating to the blockchain, like not knowing that this stuff existed. Really, really, really important stuff. So, and I think, you know, and shout out to Slim over at Stripper Coin. Like he and Freddie are good friends. He and Mermaida are good friends. And he spent a lot of time just like talking, going over, I mean, just options and doing everything he can to help them out. Like, dude, that guy has got fucking heart. Like you would not believe. I've got to speak with him, you know, on the phone a ton of times. Like he truly cares, you know, about this ecosystem, this blockchain. Like say what you want about like Stripper Coin, you go, okay, Stripper, hilarious. But like dude's been developing nonstop. Like he gives more than two shits about everyone he deals with. And I think that Freddie and Mermaida saw that and like we're giving it another go. So it's, I don't know, it's big to me. It's like it's something that we cannot afford to lose. And that's why I'm, you know, trying to do what I can to bring it forward. So if that means I have to, you know, do some different things to get this delegation and get these guys taken care of and get their family back in order, like, dude, fuck yeah, I'm going to do that. And if you got, you know, like I said, if you got an extra wallet, man, you better be throwing that shit down somewhere. And if you're looking for a good place to do it, I can't think of a better one than currently Tails and soon to be Six City Mermaids.
I will be on record. I have a wallet with like 70K ADA. I'm about to redelegate it tonight over there.
Dude, fuck yeah. Dude, I love you. Thank you so much.
You're awesome, dude. That's amazing.
Yeah, that's this community is what we're all about. Love our community so damn much. You don't get that in any other chain. And so I can't stress that enough. Like I can't. And also I'm gonna let everybody know I might or might not claim my stripper coins every 5 days occasionally. I had no idea what those little freaking things were when they first popped up in my drip drops claim, but I went and looked around what was going on and figured out who he was, so I'm with you on that. Look, Six City, I wanna bring this back to what you're doing though. If I'm a musician and I want to work with you, what do I do?
Yeah, dude. All you have to do is hit me up, send me a message, Discord, Twitter, any of that stuff. And I typically try to do what I can to reply in, you know, just a couple hours or less. I have, like I said, I work full time, but I'm available by text and I'm able to kind of get that stuff going. So like what I'm looking for right now, like I'm always looking for artists to promote as our Epoch artists. Currently we are booked out I think until end of August, something like that, but obviously I'm looking to keep adding more and more and more and more and more. I'd love to get booked out to, you know, next year. That'd be sick. And then also like I'm trying to be the one to handle like drops. Like if you want to release an album, you want to release a song, like I am going to put in the work. I don't think anybody has been in music metadata like creation longer than I have. Just like the last 3 months, that's all I've looked at is just the metadata manager and pool.pm and just screwing around with things and how we can do more with it. You know, like Hip Hop Crypto Club just put out a really, really awesome thing that it's first of its kind. And I was fortunate enough to kind of think of how we were going to put all that stuff together. This song they released, it was so badass because it's a song. And then like when you bought the NFT pass, the NFT pass for them has a rarity. So there's, you know, you have your common, your rare, and your legendary. And then they also wanted to release a song, and each song was different in a little aspect in terms of like who sang it. And then we had to find a way to mix, you know, like, so when you pulled a legendary, you had to get the legendary rarity of the song. But what was really cool about the song was not only does it have the song, but it has all the stems of the song. And like the idea is that you take it and you are able to remix and like create something new because every single layer of the song is available. And I was so fortunate to like be able to, I mean, I spent a shitload of time doing it, but goddamn, it turned out awesome. So like, that's what I've been like really, really trying to focus on doing is getting, like, I can do these epoch drops and I love doing the epoch drops. I love meeting new artists because it gives me time to talk to them. Like there's certain people that I get to talk to over the phone. Hood Billions, what's up, dude? I see you. I talk to that dude on the phone all the fucking time. And it's awesome, dude. I love that guy. And he puts out some sick ass music. Crime Fighter, same way. Disguise, what's up? Like I get to talk to these guys all the time and they put out such cool shit. And so like, I want to do that still. The thing that I'm looking for is like, you know, I see that there are a lot of different options that are going to be out there. And like, I just want to know, like, I'm always looking for feedback because like, I want to be the one that these guys come to and say, hey, I want to release a track. I want to release an album. Like I want to release an NFT set or fungible token. Like I want to release it with you. And I know that like, you're not going to win all of those things, but I'm trying to do everything I can. And I'm extremely open to feedback when it comes to that, because like, I want to be obviously the guy that does it, you know, and that's how I think I'm going to be able to like eventually get to a point where I can support my family doing this is by having enough of those. Obviously with the Epoch Genesis stuff, there's no money to be really made in there because it's all free stuff, but it's part of the deal. It's part of growing a great community and bringing in as many people as we possibly can from all different walks of life. But when I think of like my long-term goal, like that's what I'm looking for. So when you're, you know, for artists who are trying to get a hold of me, like, yo, Twitter, Discord, I'm really, really, really on Discord a lot. I have
you brave my, soul. My,
what's that?
You're a brave soul. Discord scares the bejesus out of me. There's too many freaking weird messages.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, I get all those weird messages, too, like on a daily. I get them on Twitter. Shit, I get them all day, you know, just like really, really weird shit. And then I just, you know, you just mess with those people a little bit and then they stop talking to you. It's guaranteed that they stop talking to you as soon as you think, you know, you just start talking about, I don't know, eggs. Or some weird shit like that. It's like, bacon. Why are you talking about eggs?
Bacon, eggs.
Yeah, I love bacon. Hash browns are delicious. All those things are really good. I'm really hungry.
Falcon punch.
But yeah.
I got you.
but that's what I'm looking for. Like, so I am an easy person to get a hold of. I'm very, very for the video chat. Obviously, for anyone who's done this, like, I like having the video chat because like, if I'm going to work with an artist, like I got to be able to talk with you at some point in time. So you're not just giving me someone else's music. Like I got to do a little bit of research and due diligence on you. And, you know, so that kind of trust is in there. Like I want people to know, like I wrote my white paper for the project a long time ago. It's probably in need of revision, but I mean, if you go through it, like there is a lot of, like, I try to be as transparent as possible. Like there's some people who have, there are a couple of people in this chat that have my phone number. So it's like, you know, if you need me, you just call me.
What do I have to do to get your digits?
Yeah, you just DM me, bro. On Discord.
Slide in the DM.
On Discord, though. I'm going to send you some really weird shit, but then I'll send you my phone number.
Deal. Maybe one day, Noom's tool set, you can use part of that to help give some of your artists what they're looking for.
Hey. I am always open to collaboration if it makes sense for the artists and if it makes sense to like what my ultimate goals are on a business standpoint and what my ultimate goals are for like my financial and family stability standpoint. I'm 100% open to that shit.
Just send me your digits and then we can chat.
All right, dude, I got you.
I can attest to everything Sick City was just saying as somebody that has worked with you, Sick Brother. I just wanted to say, man, from the bottom of all of our hearts, brother, we truly love you, bro. You have been fucking phenomenal to the entire music community, man. For real, for real. And yeah, we almost talk pretty much every day and all the time. And it's still, bro, there's so much to get done and so much to do. But everything that you have said, man, you are such an amazing supporter of this community. And we would love to help you any way that we can. And also, too, shout out Hood Billions talking about, like, you know, this community and stuff. He's pledging 50% of his what he makes from his release of the Soldier Light is going towards Mermaida. So talk about, you know, how the community backs each other up, man. This is phenomenal. I love all you guys.
Yeah, it is big. You don't see that in any other blockchain, man. Like I said, every other blockchain I've ever been a part of has been cutthroat as hell.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Cardano is the only one of its kind, brother. That's why we chose this. We're glad to be in this with you guys.
Amen to that. Well, okay, we are quickly approaching top of the hour, so I want to be respectful of folks' time. If anybody has any questions for Six City, please request speaker, and we can bring you up for a quick second to ask. Pritesh, do you have any closing remarks for him by any chance?
Honestly, I could listen to about another hour of you guys just talk about what you're talking about, because I can feel the passion, I can feel the community, and it's just like, it really does get me fired up. I just enjoyed the Twitter space, everybody. I mean, really great to see what you're doing, City, Crime Fighters, all the musicians that are building this infrastructure for the future of decentralized music. I think it's just incredible to be along for the ride and just keep up what you're doing. And really glad to be on this journey with you.
We're happy to have you, Pritesh, as you know. So this is I honestly, guys, I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. Folks don't realize, but I am a firm believer that even before, you know, metaverse stuff or, you know, games and interoperable NFTs across different formats of games, et cetera, and all that stuff, that's years away. I mean, truly, that's a lot of this is years away. But I am a firm believer that music, that's something that's going to be an easy sell. I think music is universal, and I think that we are uniquely positioned to utilize the tech that blockchain and distributed ledger stuff allows to do, particularly native assets on Cardano. I think truly we're going to be an impetus for mass adoption. I'm a firm believer of that. So if people aren't paying attention to, now I'm not talking just visual, if people aren't paying attention to music and crypto and how that marriage actually will find itself, particularly on Cardano, they're doing themselves a disservice. And so anything that we all can do here to get the word out that, hey, if y'all really want Cardano to be successful, you really should be supporting the music stuff on here, because that is one of the fastest growing things in the industry. So firm believer in that. And we are the future, and we're early. That's the thing. And if anybody doesn't hear from Six City, if they DM him, that's because we're busy writing history in our SIP. So if any musician is involved in that, make sure you're on the Discord so you can have some discussion or input. We already have the first draft almost done, or if it might be already, I can't remember. So anywho, that's all I got for tonight. Six City, thank you again so much for taking the time out of your day to come and chat with the community. Crime Fighter, it's always a pleasure to hear from you. There's so much passion here, and there's such kind-hearted people. It's true altruism, and I absolutely love it. You don't find that in very many places. Real quick recap, everybody. Six City, he's using Tail Stake Pool. If you haven't, consider delegating over there to support them. Let's help get them to that 1.5 million stake. It'd be fantastic. And let's talk about getting Tails, Mermaida, maybe a car so they can get their children to and from work and life. It's kind of a big deal. So also stake to Krishna, Kronos, Kaizen. I can't remember the freaking last one. I'll remember it later.
He got it.
I can't remember. Well, whatever. Okay.
And then stake to Noom.
Well, please, if you have any leftover ADA after going to Tails and all those, thank to Noom, please. I think all of us up here,
everybody.
I think all of us up here can say that our main source of income for what we're doing is stake pools, which is kind of amazing. So be sure to show your support. reach out to 680 if you want to do something music related on the on Cardano. You know how to reach him. All right, guys. Anything else?
No, man, that's it. Thank you. That's thank you for a great space. I think Hood Billions came up though. I think he did. He raise his hand for a second or so.
I didn't want to interrupt, but I just want to say, man, 680 is the man. Crime Fighter Disguise, Stocks, all these people in here, they are a real representation of Cardano music. And it's just an honor to just be in a space like this. And then, you know, 680 just giving artists like me a chance to put ourselves on a blockchain and just, you know, make be a part of history. So I just want to say thank you for the opportunity. Like I said, I'm happy that I was able to, you know, help Fred and them with just this drop, because it's about community, man. It's beyond music. And, you know, you could talk about it, but it's the actions that, that show where your heart is at. And, you know, I know this community has a lot of people who are like me, and if we come together and do this, we can actually do some real damage. So again, thank you. And, let's continue to work and all eat and make this money.
Hell yeah, man. Well said.
And y'all be safe out there in this bear market. Don't do crazy things. Get your freaking crypto off of centralized exchanges. Not your keys, not your crypto. That's a real life lesson. Please, please, please get it. Get your ADA on a ledger or a Trezor, and then get it off these exchanges, guys. Stay safe. If y'all need anything, please reach out. There is no trade or financial loss that is more important than you as a person. So, you know, you are infinitesimally more worth a heck of a lot more than just those tokens that might or might not be there. So reach out, stay safe, keep it live, keep it a little light, and go listen to some music, particularly maybe one of 680's new releases. And then we will see you all next week, everybody. Cheers.
Peace out. Thank you.
See you guys. Take care.
Later, guys.